First, it's Muse in the News with Gordon, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, before we get to that, the huge notable death due to plane crash, the bad radio curse continues. You see what caused that Dallas motorcycle cop to crash while escorting President Obama during his visit here to our fair city?
No.
A pothole. I believe Bad Radio had the pothole on.
The pothole on with him, yeah.
Pothole!
Because I'm pothole!
Oh, no! Why do that?
I'm pothole!
Sounds vulgar.
So...
Senior Corporal Michael Manis is still recovering from his injuries as he hit this pothole while accelerating. He was, you know, they do that leapfrog. I asked what makes motorcycling on motorcades so dangerous, and it's that leapfrogging, exactly like you guys were saying. Mm-hmm. Is having to stop and then gun it and go
get out ahead of
50 it. 60 miles an hour to get out ahead of it and stopping again. It's the leapfrog maneuvers that make it so difficult. So yeah, this officer hit this pothole,
so
and that's when he went sailing off the bike and had pretty bad road rash and got banged up pretty good. At least 10 officers have died nationwide while performing motorcycle escorts. And, of course, that number, 1% of that number, was Dallas Senior Corporal Victor Lozada, who was the guy who was escorting Hillary Clinton when she was campaigning here, and he died when he wrecked during her motorcade. So, it was a pothole. They're... Some people in this news article on DallasNews.com saying there may be a time when they stop doing escorts for political people. This is putting their guys at risk.
What about football teams? That's done all the time.
Yeah, the police escort. I mean, why do those people get police escorts?
Who, the football teams?
Yeah.
Well, they got to get to the game, but the one that always amazes me is the one from the game to the airport. And this is not just in the pros, especially, you know, when I travel North Texas and you go to Alabama, it's like you are the president in one of those motorcades.
Hmm.
They block off traffic, and man, those guys roll.
Do you believe in the mean green?
But, I mean, a lot of football teams get those.
I asked about the funeral procession. Who's doing these motorcycle escorts in the funeral procession? I always used to think it was cops. It's not cops. Sometimes it's former cops, but they have cop-looking motorcycles. And there are companies that you hire that do the funeral procession escort. And, you know, you'll have two cops, and they do all the leapfrogging. So, and some of these organizations have gotten in trouble because they basically are impersonating cops, and I swear they stop traffic.
Mm-hmm. They do.
How can some private citizen have the right to just stop traffic as long as he's on a motorcycle?
So if you blew through that traffic stop, they couldn't do anything about it.
I wouldn't think so.
Mm. But who's got the guts to test someone that looks like a cop on a motorcycle?
Yeah, plus it's a funeral procession, so you're supposed to be pulled over to the side of the road with your red, white, and blue hat on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because indeed, someone has passed. I still pull over for funeral processions, and I think I'm about to do away with the practice because I looked around the world and noticed that, nobody else is really doing it.
Have you ever joined the funeral procession just so you can get through traffic?
Sure. Turn on them lights. Fall in behind.
Just say... guess that you probably knew him at some point?
Well, I mean, yeah, we all are from Adam and Eve, so, I mean, it's a relative of mine. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I fall into the back of the funeral procession, hang on the end, and pay my respects.
When you pull
while I'm jamming
over,
out to Duran Duran.
When you pull over for one, are you also supposed to turn your lights on as a show of respect, or is just the pulling over enough?
I don't know.
I think you're supposed to.
I don't even really pull over. I just lock them up in the middle of the road and turn my car three-quarter in the middle of a... Three lane road.
I guess
six
lane
road.
Rock back and
forth. Yeah, rock back and forth crying with my pants down. This Manis guy, Michael Manis, 9-year veteran, but he's only been a motorcycle cop since March. He completed a 2-week intensive motorcycle school and 7 weeks of field training. And he'd already done 2 other escorts in recent months. But Obama called him. Michael, I just want to say that...
you think you get a lot of us?
Michelle and I...
you make him very black.
Well,
what does that mean?
Your impersonation of him is much blacker than he is, than he sounds.
What do you mean by that?
What is sounding black?
You make him sound like, I don't know, some character from Fat Albert.
I thought that was really inappropriate.
See, listen to him. He doesn't sound anything like that.
I thought that was really inappropriate.
See?
But how did
I'm
that...
doing it the same as he's doing it.
No, you're not. I'm watching you.
All right, let me hear it again, Jer.
I thought that was really inappropriate.
Yeah, man. Thought that was, you know, like inappropriate, you know. Is that...
No, that didn't really sound like it. His voice was higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, let me hear it again.
I thought that was really inappropriate.
Man, I thought that was inappropriate.
No, that's too
high. A little closer.
He's a jackass.
He's got that right.
Am I the only one on the crew that voted for him?
Yeah.
Very patriotically, I voted for our president.
Mm-hmm.
George voted against our president.
Look at this mess you've gotten us into.
I abstained because I couldn't vote for either him or Palin.
Hey, so but it's worked
I had
out.
To abstain.
My vote's worked out. Obama's brought down the deficit.
Mm.
He's not one of these tax and spend guys.
Mm. No.
No. No.
He really brought it down, and he's a taxon.
He's an honorary taxon.
Yeah.
Cut the president some slack.
Okay, we will. Yeah. Hey, let's stick with politics for just a moment before we get back to more local and regional stories. We had a notable death in a plane crash. Alaskan Senator Ted Stevens, I guess former senator now, mm-hmm. He was the longest-serving Republican senator in U.S. history. He died in a plane crash up there in Alaska. And he was with, I think, 8 other people, 5 of whom died in this plane crash. They crashed in the side of a mountain. They were on a pontoon plane. And the alive people had to spend the night up on the mountainside next to their dead people.
The survivors?
Yeah.
Or the alive people?
That's what I call survivors.
Gosh.
Shaky today.
Just like a movie.
Yes.
They didn't have to cannibalize them, though.
I hope not, because one 16-year-old boy had to be there with his dead daddy.
Hmm.
So.
Well, at some point, they would have faced that decision had they not been rescued. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
What movie?
Alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see it. It was hot. I thought it was pretty cool.
Small plane crash.
Bunch of hot soccer guys.
Small plane crash.
Doing stuff to each other.
Beware of the small plane.
Yeah, I fear the small plane. And you know, Ted Stevens had a history of plane crashes.
Really?
Yeah, he survived a plane crash in 1978 that killed his wife.
Wow. God, what are the odds that he's going to be in that many plane crashes?
I know it. Very creepy. Also on the plane with him was former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe. And I think O'Keefe survived. Yeah, O'Keefe and his son, Kevin, survived. There were 4 injured survivors. I guess there was 9 on the plane. Had to spend the night near the plane's wreckage with the not-alive people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stevens was 86 years of age, former military pilot in World War II. He got in some legal trouble and narrowly lost re-election because of his conviction on 7 counts of federal charges or something or another. And then the attorney general after that announced, hey, look, we're going to drop all these because of prosecutorial misconduct. So I guess he was kind of exonerated after that, but he was famous for that bridge to nowhere. He brought tons of money to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And part of it was the bridge to nowhere. I guess they just got a bunch of money out of Congress to
build a bridge.
Build half a bridge. Just call it art. Just say it represents the human.
We're bridging the gap of humanity.
That's right. So he was on that plane crash in 1978 that killed his first wife, Anne. And then he also barely missed a flight that later crashed with his friends aboard. That was Alaskan Airlines Flight 261, crashed in the ocean near L.A. back in 2000 that killed all 88 aboard.
Hmm.
He was supposed to be on that and just missed the flight.
Jeez.
So,
well,
apparently God had it out for him. Had already made two attempts on him that he survived. But Ted Stevens dead in a plane crash. Electricity. You know, I have something going on right now at my apartment. I have two AC units, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Whoa.
It's an awful lot for
an
apartment.
Big old house.
It is. It's, they didn't design the apartment very well.
Two units.
And the downstairs is out, not working the AC.
You've had more AC problems in the last couple of years.
I know it.
I thought you got you a new unit.
I did on the upstairs.
Oh.
I get them big old...
Mamas?
Double F trains that are like 50 SEER units. I love those high-efficiency units. They're great. But the downstairs is like 25 years old. And it's not working, so it's hot. But, so the upstairs unit, I keep that cranked down, and mm-hmm. it'll keep the downstairs at about 80. So I'm sure I'm going to blow out the top unit. But the electricity demand right now is incredible, because we're battling these 106-degree temperatures. Matter of fact, we set a record here in Texas. Demand on Tuesday between 4 and 5 p.m. hit 63,830 megawatts.
Whoa.
Now, 1 megawatt is enough power to power 500 average homes in normal conditions in Texas.
What?
Jeez.
That's in normal conditions. Now, we have hot conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hit 63, almost 64,000 megawatts. It's pretty unbelievable.
What?
Do you guys do your part? Keep all the curtains closed and blinds closed and lights off?
No.
Yeah, I try to. I'm the light police, but...
Nah.
Mm-mm. Just become my dad that way.
I'm a hypocritical liberal, Craig. That's what I am.
It's amazing how cool you can keep your home if you keep the blinds closed and the curtains closed.
Actually, I keep the blinds and curtains closed anyway, year-round. Like, I go in my house, I don't see the sun.
I thought it was an apartment. You just said
I go
house.
In my home.
You said house.
Home. An apartment can be a home.
You also said that home. You replaced the air conditioning with a train. Shouldn't that be the apartment's responsibility?
Yeah. Well, they gave me the choice.
Oh, well, that's interesting. What a nice complex.
So you can go with this low-end Janitrol, or you can get a top-of-the-line train. Your choice.
That's what I chose. Stop this ridiculous pretending that you've been doing through the years.
I live in an apartment, sir. Yeah,
you're a wealthy man.
What? I don't think so. This is AM radio, buddy.
You at least spend like it.
All right, the Frank Crowley Courts building, they had a district clerk there open up a letter and white powder fell out.
Hmm.
It was addressed to Ron Washington. No. It was, they were concerned because they were thinking, oh boy, do we have some more of this anthrax stuff? But apparently lately about a dozen letters containing powder have been sent to local businesses and religious institutions. They tested it, found out the substance wasn't toxic, but someone's pulling a great April Fool's prank.
That's a great prank.
The anthrax scare of 2001. One or two?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. That was very creepy. And you know that's still unsolved?
Really?
The anthrax deal is unsolved. That actually killed a few people. Yeah. You know who one of the people, one of the recipients of an anthrax letter was?
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
That's right.
Yeah, not Dan Marino, random homeless guy. Dallas Animal Shelter manager, the manager of City of Dallas's animal shelter, Tyrone McGill, 59-year-old dude, indicted by a grand jury last week, accused of failing to act to save a cat that was trapped between two walls of the shelter. He never tried to rescue the cat. There was a cat that somehow climbed up through the ceiling and got down into the wall, and they heard it knocking around in there. And so when they hear it in there meowing and knocking around, somebody asked this guy, Tyrone McGill, hey, you know, we need to get that cat out of there. And he said, I'm handling it. Ask him the next day, still hear the cat. I'm taking care of it. Just don't worry. I'll handle it. It's fine. Next day, I'm doing it. I told you I'd do it. I'm going to do it. And then finally, the cat stopped being quite as vocal, but they could still hear it knocking around as it got weaker and weaker and weaker. And finally, they said, we got to do something about this. And he said, look, we're not cutting the wall. And then the cat died, and the stench got so unbearable that they had to cut the wall and get the carcass out.
God.
And so he's been indicted for...
Idiot.
...for this. And he runs our animal shelter.
He really cares about those animals.
I mean, if you got that many in the animal shelter, I mean, can you...
Yeah, but if you're going to have to cut the hole in the wall anyway...
Well, he was trying to avoid that. I think he tried to ride out the smell for a little bit. God, there's nothing worse than something dies up under the house or in the attic or in the wall. You got a rat and you have to ride that out for a few weeks. It's horrible. Skip that story. Skip. Steve Slater out of jail. He's the JetBlue flight attendant who got pissed at a passenger and grabbed a few brewskis off the beverage cart, got on the loudspeaker, told everybody to blank off, and then opened the door and activated the emergency slide and slid down, double-fisted it. Yahoo.
He's America's greatest aviation hero since Sully Sullenberger.
And he... Well, I don't know
about
that.
He saved lives, sir.
I'm saying he's the most celebrated... Most celebrated aviation hero since Sully Sullenberger.
Didn't Come Sully do something one. A little bit cooler, though?
I didn't say he was greater than Sully or did something better. I'm saying
Yeah, but you're
since.
Classifying them together a little bit.
Well, only in that he's the greatest since then.
He's not great. He told everybody to blank off and he activated emergency chute.
All right, name an American aviation hero greater in that span of time.
How about every pilot who's delivered Americans safely
to
airports the country and around the world since Sully?
All right, I'll Google every pilot who's delivered Americans safely and then this guy's name and see who gets more results.
Yeah, this guy has Facebook fan pages and everything, and now he's been released from jail. And even his ex-wife has come forward talking about him.
Well, his boyfriend thinks he's pretty good.
Now, why do you have to mention that, Fernando?
Well, because he's very proud of him.
When he was arrested for criminal mischief or whatever they arrested him for, he was busy having gay sex with his...
The prime office boyfriend.
Prime?
That's what you said yesterday.
Act like they're stuck together.
All right, birthday.
So, happy birthday, Stephen Slater. I think President Obama called him, said, hey, man, what's up? You know, it was like the whole thing you did.
Right, that's better.
Come on, guys.
I'm working on it. Birthdays today. Oh, you know what? We don't have birthdays today because they had the old ones up.
Oh, they did.
They?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me check and see if they updated it. No, Eddie Fisher's 82. Flautist Ian Anderson is 63.
Oh.
Roseanne Arquette, 51. Let me try to find a different site. You guys talk about sports.
Good win for the Rangers last night.
Nice win for the Rangers last night. Yeah, I was there.
Hulk Hogan was born on this date in 1953, making him 12, 11?
57.
57 years of age.
All right, that's
you
a
are
good
up
one.
To date in
I get
sports.
Uncomfortable when I look at him.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Why?
His eyebrows are crazy, and he's all roided up at one point, and he's just...
You know, for some reason, I always considered him like Martin Mull's older, more built brother. I don't know why. You're up to date. Take
all right,
on.
That's Muse in the News.